This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. After months of deal-making with Dell's board and battling activist investor Carl Icahn, Michael Dell seems to finally have won the chance to take his company private. The payout to shareholders, nearly $25 billion. Of course, the personal computer company Dell founded in 1984 has struggled in the mobile modern world, and big questions remain about the future of Dell. Carl Howe is vice president of research at the Yankee Group. Hey, Carl.
Hi, how you doing, Ben?
I'm doing well. So, Michael Dell, a long battle. Sounds like he got his way. What does this mean for the near future of Dell?
I think it means that this is only the first of many battles that Michael Dell will have to fight. The fact that he's wrested control of his company back doesn't mean the end of his challenges. He's got to face a very different market than he faced when he started the company many years ago.
The world has gone mobile, as we all know. Dell has been a PC maker first and foremost. What might we see from Dell? Are they going to continue to make personal computing devices, or are they going to move on to other things?
I think one of Dell's biggest challenges is moving the company in the direction of being a big player in the mobility revolution that we've all experienced. I'm not sure its future is going to be in phones themselves, but I think we can expect to see certainly PC-based tablets, and certainly they're a major credible vendor for cloud-based infrastructure, those servers that companies like Google and Facebook buy and put in their data centers. I think that's perhaps one of the biggest opportunities for them.
You know, we think of this narrative of taking the company private as allowing more freedom for someone like Michael Dell and the board to innovate. Is that right? And how will they do that with a company that's private now?
I think what Michael Dell has bought is time. He's bought the time to reinvent the company without having shareholders who are pressing for better earnings every quarter. He gets the luxury of having a long-term view of what the company should be. And in many ways, it'll be a return to his roots. Before he went public with Dell, he gets to make the decisions, make the long bets, and he stakes his personal fortune on it.
Well, we'll see if his personal fortune can buy him not only time, but success in the future. Carl Howe, Vice President of Research at the Yankee Group. Carl, thank you.
It was